We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's the voice of the Bruins, Chris Roberts.
We are live in Westwood, and welcome back to the renovated Pauley Pavilion. It is a great night, sellout crowd. You couldn't get another person in this building if you tried to jam them in with a butter knife. UCLA 19-14 last year. This is a whole brand new scenario with new players. They take on Indiana State. They were 18-15 last year. But the bottom line is game number one, and here we go for college basketball in 2012-2013. Travis Ware tips it in the air. His twin brother David gets the ball. Here comes Larry Drew across the 10-second line, dribbling with the right hand, works at top of the circle. That goes to David, around the outside to Travis. They feed the ball around the outside. In Anderson tried to work it down low, scramble for it. The ball's tipped out of bounds underneath the basket. It looks like UCLA basketball.
Kyle Anderson, such a unique player. 6'9 guard, you mentioned it. Best passer on the team. Great feel for the game. You saw it right there. Threads the needle. David Ware just not able to hang on.
Larry Drew's going to take the ball out of bounds. Baseline left on that Western baseline here at the renovated Pauley Pavilion. Drew smacks the ball. Motion brings it into Anderson. Kyle Anderson dribbles a couple of times. Cross-court pass. Norman Powell back out to Travis. We're back to Drew. Drew dribbles between the legs with the right hand. Behind the arc, top of the circle, feeds the ball to Powell. He'll come down the lane. David Ware, hook jump shot, no good. Volleyball rebound in the far corner, goes out of bounds. Last man to touch it, UCLA's David Ware. 17-18 left in the first half, and it's 0-0. Nobody scored. Cummings works the ball on front, jumper good for three. Justin Gant, 6'8 sophomore, hits it. 3-0 Indiana State.
Well, one of our keys to the game was getting to shooters, and right now Indiana State's gotten some pretty clean looks. They finally get one to go down.
Just under 17 minutes left in the half. Here's a jump shot, good. Travis Ware, 3-2. UCLA with a 16-footer by Ware on the right wing.
Travis Ware's been so good in the preseason, in their practices, in their scrimmages. Nice to see him knock down his first shot.
Odom saves a ball from going half court behind the line. Indiana State now whistle away from the basketball, and a foul is going to be called on Jake Kitchell, setting an illegal pick. Bruins are going to bring in a substitution. Kyle Anderson is going to sit down, and Jordan Adams checks in for UCLA. He's the 6'5 freshman out of Lawrenceville, Georgia.
They better not pack in their man-to-man with Adams on the floor because he'll kill him. Jordan Adams, their best three-point shooter that Coach Allen's had since he's been here.
Travis Ware down low, tried to put up a shot, had it taken away from him by Smith on the Sycamores. Then they come into the front court, lose the ball. They had a steal and then couldn't find the control. They'll turn it over to UCLA. 3-2, Indiana State. Bruin basketball. Larry Drew into the front court. Goes left. Bounce pass. Adams down low. Bank shot. Too hard off the window. Travis Ware. Rebound, Indiana State.
Good offense, though. UCLA got the shot they wanted. Just didn't go down.
Smith got the rebound. He'll get it to the front court. Around the outside. Goes to Cummings. Down low, a little shot thrown up, not high enough on the window. Ball volleyball down front. Coming up with it, UCLA's Norman Powell. He'll dribble into the front court. Give the ball off top of the circle. David Ware almost lost it. Being harassed by Manny Arup on Indiana State. He'll get it down low. Follow-away shot. Foul. Travis Ware, baseline 15-footer, got hit on the arm. And it's Justin Gant charged with a foul. We're going to take a timeout. It's a 3-2 advantage, up by one, Indiana State in front of UCLA. 15:36 left in the first half. Now it's 7-3, Indiana State. Adams' long-range jumper, no good. Ball put back up. Will it roll in? No! Looked like it was going to drop in on the offensive board for Kyle Anderson, but a foul down low, and it'll be on R.J. Maharin. Third team foul, and Maharin's first. At the free throw line, it's going to be Kyle Anderson, 6'9 freshman, Fairview, New Jersey, from St. Anthony High.
Give Indiana State credit. They've come in here not intimidated, and they're playing hard. Probably playing a little bit harder than UCLA right now. That's why they got the lead. But UCLA, again, a lot of jumpers, and I think that's given Indiana State kind of, they're bailing them out a little bit. They're not making them guard Josh Smith, not making them guard one of the Wares that's in there now. And so, again, you can get those shots at any time during the clock. Try and go inside first, and you manufacture points there with Anderson getting on the offensive board.
Kyle Anderson, two free throws, 7-5 Indiana State. Bruins drop back in defense in the man-to-man. Maharin, baseline, jumper, air ball. Grabbed out of the air by Jordan Adams. He'll take it for UCLA into the front court. That goes to Norman Powell. Back over on the baseline, jumper, good for two. Just inside the arc, David Ware.
Both the Wares can do that. Beat you up inside on the glass, but step out, knock down 17-footers.
Now it's a tie ball game at 7-all, 13:25 left. That's in the half. Pass down low. Jake Kitchell goes up and banks it in easily for Indiana State. Bruins quickly into the front court. Reverse layup. That's not going to go, but a whistle and a foul as Jordan Adams goes to the hoop. Jake Kitchell charged with his second foul. Four team fouls now against the Sycamores.
What made that happen was the lead pass that I just talked about. Get it out, get it ahead, get it to your playmakers. Adams, known as a shooter, but can put it on the deck. You saw it there, gets all the way to the rim, gets fouled.
Adams, free throw, up and good. 9-8. Indiana State up by a point. 13:16 remaining here in the first half. Travis Ware back into the game. Joshua Smith is going to sit down. And another free throw coming from the charity stripe for Jordan Adams.
He's going to really be a factor for them this year, CR. I mentioned the best shooter Coach Allen's had since he's been here. And I think you're going to see that come to the forefront, maybe not tonight, but over time, Adams going to become their best and most reliable three-point shooter.
Makes both free throws, and now it's a 9-all ball game. 13-minute mark is coming up left in the half. Gant gets the ball on the baseline, front court for Indiana State. Hook jump shot off the back of the rim. Rebound grabbed out of the air by UCLA's Jordan Adams. He'll come to the front court, do a 360, put up a shot short off the front of the rim. I don't even know if it might have touched iron or not. Grabbed by Jake Odom, Indiana State. Front court to Gamp. Down the lane, throws it back on the wing. Jumper no good by Christian Smith. The rebound grabbed by UCLA's Adams. Into the front court, Travis Ware. Jumper short. Front of the rim from 16 feet out. Bruins, though, Travis gets the rebound.
Now the game's starting to speed up a little bit, getting out in transition.
9-9 is our score. Here's Adams. Jumper from the far wing. Not going to go. Rebound grabbed underneath. Travis Ware goes up. Traveling violation after a beautiful pass by Kyle Anderson on the offensive rebound.
You love the unselfishness of Anderson on that play, but the right play was probably just to score that. He had a point-blank layup. Just go up, finish the play. You're going to have plenty of times to make passes.
Tyler Lamb, good to see him back in the lineup, and he checks in now for UCLA. Larry Drew the second. Kyle Anderson. The Ware twins. There's the five for the Bruins. They drop back in defense. Here comes Cummings across the timeline.
Nobody told us Lamb was playing tonight.
We had him on the injured reserve still. All right, Cummings with the ball. Indiana State in a 9-all contest. 12-minute mark left in the half. Sycamores have it in the front court on the far right sideline. Dribbling the ball, Manny Arop puts it over to his teammate and puts up a shot himself and then gets hit on the arm. Foul called on Kyle Anderson and a timeout here at New Pauley Pavilion, renovated with 13,500, and we'll take a timeout. Tyler Lamb gets charged with a foul, number one on him, and the Bruins' first foul. It's a 9-all ball game, 11:54 remaining in the first half.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Keys, 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 keys on that
keys is keys, 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 all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
UCLA basketball, out of bounds, full court. 15-14, the Bruins up by a point. 8:28 left in the first half. The difference, that free throw by Joshua Smith when he was at the line. They wipe up some perspiration. Powell, front court, jumper, good. Kind of a fall away straight away from 22 feet out. And UCLA can add three. That should be 18-14 on the scoreboard. 8:16 left in the first half, but it should be 18-14 after three by Norman Powell. So a little bit of a glitch in adding points on the new scoreboard.
Bernd Harris is looking to see if it was a two or a three.
Yeah, you might be right. They sure haven't put anything up on the board. Now they put 18 points up for the Sycamores. Now that's not right. Okay. We got scoreboard issues. Ironing out the new problems here at renovated Pauley. Sycamores into the front court with the basketball. Should be 18-14. Ball down low. Shot attempt in. No good. Justin Gant went up, got hit on the arm, and got fouled. And the foul will be on Norman Powell. So Norman is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be number one on him. Fourth team foul on the Bruins. And at the free throw line, Justin Gant, the center.
It's hard to get flowing a game with the stoppages. You know, we talked about the beginning of this game. You know, guys playing a little bit fast, a little bit sped up, turning it over. And then you have a couple stoppages. See if this game settles in at all before this first half is over. You got 8:04 to go. It's got no rhythm, no flow to it.
Justin Gant misses the second free throw, and the rebound grabbed by UCLA. They've got 18-18 on the scoreboard, but that's wrong. Three-point attempt, no good by Powell. Rebound down low. Smith for UCLA. He'll throw it out to Drew. They'll get another look. He'll work it inside. David Ware, turnaround shot. Nice.
Nice patience. Instead of going quick and turning around, took his time, took his dribble, squared up, knocked it down.
Well, unofficially, because the scoreboard's not working, we've got a 20-14 UCLA, the advantage over the Sycamores. And we're going to take a timeout with 7:41 left in the first half. 20-14, UCLA leading Indiana State. We've got a corner scoreboards that are working. The one up above us, that we're not even going to look at that one anymore. 7:39 left in the first half. Bruins on a 9-0 run in the last 2 minutes. They play defense now. Jump shot in, out, and in. That's good from the far wing. And Cummings nails it for Indiana State. 20-16, UCLA with the lead. Here's a dribble drive. Bank shot up and good. Jordan Adams went right to the hoop. Made it look easy.
I think they play Adams for the three. That's a scouting report on him. That's the second time he's put it on the deck and gotten to the rim.
7:05 left in the first half. 22-16. UCLA with the lead. Sycamores front court. Here's another three from the far side. That's not going to go. Ball put back up, though, underneath on the offensive board. Brandon Burnett grabbed it, but a whistle and a foul right under the basket. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Norman Powell. Second on him. 15 foul called on the Bruins. Timeout. 6:55 left in the first half. 22-16. UCLA. They have the advantage in front of Indiana State. 22-17. Free throw no good. Rebound high in the air. Jordan Adams really climbed the ladder. Outlet pass for UCLA to Drew the second.
That's Adams' fifth rebound already.
Yeah, kind of nice to see him getting the boards. Adams with the dribble out in front. Hands it off to Anderson. Back over to Drew. Down low on the block. Leaning in. Travis Ware lost the basketball. And it's taken away by R.J. Mahirin on Indiana State.
Kind of forced that a little bit. We'd rather see him inside pivot and shoot that short jumper rather than trying to bully his way into the paint.
So Jake Adams brings it into the front court. They get it down while Mahirin can't get it to drop on a little banker. Tipped in, though, by Justin Gant. And now it's 22-19. UCLA adds two more, though. Into the front court. Slam dunk. Travis Ware.
The Wares have always been good runners. That time, Travis right down the middle of the floor. Drew two with a nice pass. Hits him right on the money.
24-19. The Bruins up by five. Just under 6 minutes left in the half.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruins fans. Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCalHondaDealers or on Twitter at HelpfulHonda.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Kyle Anderson, 6'9", freshman, Fairview, New Jersey. Misses the first free throw. David Ware is going to come out. He'll get a breather. Take a break and sit on the bench for a short period. Kyle Anderson will get another free throw. Sets. The freshman puts it up there and missed them both off the back of the iron. Rebound cleared out of the air by Devontae Brown. Indiana State. Bruins lead at 27-23. 3 minute mark left in the half. UCLA back on defense. Dribbling on the far right sideline. Manny Aruff throws it back out to Devontae Brown. Devontae Brown works it on the right sideline again to Jake Odom. Odom has the ball almost knocked away. Grabbed it again. Trips. Now stolen by Lamb. Tyler into the front court. Fouled from behind by Devontae Brown. And Ben Hallen says, hey, how about an intentional foul? I don't think the officials are going to go for it. But the head coach didn't like it, that's for sure. So he'll shoot two, fouled in the act of shooting. And Tyler Lamb at the line. 10 team fouls now. The second foul called on Devontae Brown of the Sycamores.
That was close to being an intentional foul. He kind of wrapped him up from behind, but I think why they didn't call it is because he went for the ball from behind and wrapped him up. But Lamb will get two shots anyway because they got 10 team fouls.
Makes the first one. Kyle Anderson's going to sit down. Jordan Adams back into the game for UCLA. 6'5 freshman out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Lamb's next free throw. That's up there. That's off the back of the rim. He made one, missed one, but the rebound, Travis Ware. The Bruins will reset the 35 and get another look. Ball worked out to Drew, too. Larry's got it. Feeds it to Lamb. Lamb penetrates through the lane. Cross-court pass. That goes to Adams. Little floater. Good. Baseline right from 5 feet out. Oh, that's nice.
Good individual offense that time by Adams.
30-23. The Bruin lead is 7. We're coming up on 2 minutes left in the half. Indiana State front court with the basketball. Jake Odom across the timeline. Works it on the right wing to Manny Aruff. He likes to pop that three. Let's see what he'll do with it. He's not going to. Yeah, he finally gives the ball up. Throws it out in front to Cummings. Back to Aruff. There's a 25-footer off the back of the rim. Volleyball rebound. Travis Ware. UCLA to Drew. Front court to Lamb. On the baseline right. Cross court pass left. That goes to Jordan Adams. Around the outside to Drew. Back in the corner. Three. Good. Tyler Lamb. It. Timeout on the floor.
Great ball movement by UCLA. They got it into the front court and had three or four cross-court passes. Lamb wide open in the corner, knocks down the three.
30-second timeout called by Greg Lansing in his third year as the head coach of Indiana State Sycamores. But boy, that three by Tyler Lamb, that electrified this crowd of 13,500. And the Bruins lead by 10, 33-23, 1:38 left in the half.
This sold-out crowd has been waiting to get excited about something other than the building, because they've been excited about that for about 3 hours now. But kind of sparked by Adams with the individual play. They get a long rebound, get it ahead. The great ball movement, as I mentioned, and Lamb finishes it off with a big three.
Bruins like leading by 10. 9-2 run in the last 3 minutes by the Bruins. Out of bounds, full court for Indiana State.
Well, let's see if they can keep it going, keep the crowd in it all the way through to halftime. Got a minute 30 to go.
Jake Odom brings it across the timeline. Works it right to Dawson Cummings. Back over for a jumper. Good. Christian Smith. That's the 6'8 freshman out of Indy. Bruins quickly get back on the offensive end by bringing it across the timeline themselves. They lead by 8, 33-25 UCLA, 1:14 left in the first half with the ball in the paint. Now in the near corner, three-point attempt, no good by Tyler Lamb after taking a pass from Jordan Adams. But the rebound on the baseline and contact, the foul called on Indiana State, and the foul is going to be, I believe, on Devontae Brown. No, Dawson Cummings. All right, he'll pick up the foul. Number one on him. 10-plus fouls. Travis Ware at the line to shoot a pair.
Travis Ware a load down there and always on the offensive board.
11.5 points a game last year. Free throw shooter. Good one, 79%, but misses the first one.
Well, UCLA started off the game shooting it good from the free throw line and dropped off here in the last few minutes. They started the game 5-6.
Travis Ware made the second one, so he missed one, made one. 34-25. The Bruin lead is 9. We're at the minute mark left in the half. Indiana State's Gant hands it off. That's Cummings. He'll work it on the near side. Odom penetrates, stops. 5-footer. Good on the left wing for the Sycamores.
He's their best player. Haven't heard a lot from him in this first half. Sure, he'll be looking to come out in the second half and get it going.
34-27 UCLA. Bruin ball. Jumper, Travis Ware, front court. No good, but the offensive board is good. Jordan Adams, bank shot, timeout, UCLA. 30-second timeout. The Bruins lead by 11 with 33 seconds left in the first half. Indiana State brings it across the timeline. 20 seconds left in the first half. 36-27, UCLA. You're right, Don. They're going to wind it down.
Pretty sure Odom's going to get the ball here. Their point guard trying to make something happen.
Justin Gant dribbles top of the circle. Hands the ball off. Smith's got it. He'll go right. Put up a shot. Air ball. Grabbed by Travis Ware. Long pass. Caught and then dropped by UCLA. Time expires. For a moment, Tony Parker had it. Couldn't find the handle. By the time it was picked up, time expired. The end of the first half, 36-27. UCLA in front of Indiana State.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it Interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019, Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
2 minutes into the second half. Travis Ware, jumper good from the near corner, just inside the arc. And the Bruins now lead it 40-29.
He is so good at that, at trying to post up, but then step out to that short corner and knock down jumpers.
He's got 10 points, first Bruin in double figures. I think he leads everybody on the floor right now in scoring. Bruins back on defense. Camp, front court. Indiana State, they work it on the right wing to Manny Arro. Crossover dribble for a moment. Worked it in the right corner. 5 seconds to shoot. Here's a hook jumper. Gant down low. And he got fouled as he went up with the left hand in the paint. Got hit on the head, they say, with the hand. And the foul is going to be called on UCLA. Kyle Anderson, his second, first Bruin team foul. And at the free throw line, Justin Gant, 6'8 sophomore out of Terre Haute, Indiana.
Well, they're using Gant in ball screens, and then he's just rolling down into that painted area now. CLA's got to make sure that they stay in position on the screen and roll and not let him get that deep.
Gant made the first free throw, 40-30. UCLA by 10. 17-20 left in the ballgame. Justin Gant with another free throw. Dribbles the ball in front of him, spins the ball back in his hands. Puts it up there. That's no good. High in the air with the rebound. UCLA's Norman Powell. He'll dribble out of traffic. Come across the timeline. Stop. 21-footer. Good!
Nice play by Powell in transition. Got the rebound. Brought it. It wasn't a real fast break. But got it. Got the ball screen. Pulls up. Knocks down the three.
And the shot was smooth. 43-30. UCLA. 16:57 left. Cummings with a shot at the other end for the Sycamores. No good. Rebound grabbed by David Ware. In traffic, outlet pass to Kyle Anderson. Front court, Larry Drew the second. Hands it off. Jumper baseline. Kyle Anderson with a 360 and nails it. Wow!
Degree of difficulty, 9.7. Gets it in transition, spins off the defender, and then from behind the backboard somehow gets it to go down. What a play. You see the talent of Kyle Anderson and why he was so highly regarded coming out of high school.
He's a good one. Timeout, Indiana State. We'll do the same. 16:39 remaining in the ballgame. 45-30. UCLA in front of the Sycamores.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Keys, we're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
44-32, the Bruins up by a dozen. 14:45 left. Here's a long-range shot, front court, good! Jordan Adams just inside the arc.
I like the fact that he's been aggressive tonight. Just checked in the game, first possession, knocks down a long two.
And he gets a rebound on a miss by Mahirin. On Indiana State, front court to Anderson. They work the ball down low. Hook jumper, good. Travis Ware, it counts. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. But Travis Ware is going to try to make it a three-point play. And Travis at the line, fouled by Justin Gant. Number three on him, fourth team foul on Indiana State. Travis Ware, free throw line. 79% last year from the charity stripe.
Kyle Anderson has such great feel. He had two options on that play. He had the trail three for Adams, who was screaming at him because he knew he was open, but instead found Travis Ware deep post position, knew that was a higher percentage play. Ware gets it, scores, makes the free throw, three-point play.
And he buries the one, free at the line, 49-32 UCLA. 49-34 UCLA in front of Indiana State. 13:43, the clock starts to run remaining in this game.
I mean, the pace of this game and the way this game's being called, you would think it's like a one-point game. UCLA's up 15 right now.
Kyle Anderson, front court, works it back out in front. Jordan Adams buries a 23-footer straight away. That's what he can do.
You've seen it all tonight from Adams. He's taking it to the rim. Knocked down a couple long shots now. He's having a good opening night.
14 points for Adams. Second Bruin in double figures. Travis Ware's got 10. Bruins back on defense, leading 52-34. They lead by 18 in front of the Sycamores. 13-minute mark left in this one. Here's a dribble drive down the line. Aro puts one up, rolls around on the rim. He gets a soft touch. It's good. 52-36 UCLA. Anderson across the timeline. They get it over to Travis Ware. He'll drive baseline, stop, put up a shot. Would have counted if it could have dropped. 15-footer baseline right. He got fouled by Justin Gant. So Travis Ware will go to the free throw line. That's four fouls on Gant. Five team fouls called on Indiana State.
Well, the way they're calling this game, everybody's going to foul out at some point. So, but nice isolation play at the elbow by UCLA for Travis Ware. Yeah. Give it to him right there at 15. He's got the whole side of the floor. That time he goes one bounce dribble, gets fouled.
Travis Ware, 11.5 points a game last year. Gant goes out. Jake Kitchell into the game for Indiana State. And another free throw for Travis Ware. Sets, puts this one up there. That's good. And the Bruins lead it 54-36. 15 points for Travis Ware. Tyler Lamb into the front court. Top of the circle. Tyler works it on the wing. Jump shot. Good! Oh! Jordan Adams, that man can shoot a basketball.
And the quick releaser that time, too. Didn't have a lot of time. Caught it. Let it go. Knocks down the three ball.
He's got 19 points so far tonight. 59-40 UCLA. Remember that name, Jordan Adams. He can shoot. Here's a jumper from the outside. No good by Cummings on Indiana State. The rebound grabbed underneath the hoop and a foul called against UCLA's Tyler Lamb. So Lamb picks up number two. 10 team fouls on UCLA. Jordan Adams is going to take a seat. Maybe cool off that hot shooting hand. Larry Drew comes out. So does... No, Larry's going to stay in. Norman Powell looked like he checked in, and now the officials... Powell not check into the scorer's table. He's coming back to talk to head coach Ben Hallen. No, he's in the game. Free throw line, Mahirin. Indiana State. 9:55 left. 59-40. UCLA leading the Sycamores. Free throw. Good by R.J. Mahirin. Rockville, Indiana, the 6'9 junior. He'll get another free throw.
I was just thinking about Jordan Adams and what he's done here in his first game. And I'm sure we'll see him again unless this thing really gets out of hand.
Next free throw, good by Mahirin.
You know, Norman Powell, the starting two, probably your best perimeter defender. So do you keep Jordan Adams? It's kind of that six-man spark plug off the bench that can get you buckets. These are all things Coach Allen's got to work out, you know, in terms of rotations and who plays with who.
Yeah, nice problem to have. Bruins front court leading 59-42. They get it on the low block right. Pass from Ware. Little hook jumper down low. That's not going to go by Anderson. But the ball tip up and in. David Ware comes up and helps out and tips it in and is fouled at the same time. That is the fifth foul on Jake Kitchell. He's out of the game. And the 6'10 sophomore out of Union Mills, Indiana, makes the long march to the chant of the student body. Left, right, back to the bench. He's out. 17 fouls. called on Indiana State. 9:37 left, 61-42, UCLA by 19. Travis, or make that David Ware, could make it a 20-point lead. Can't do it on the free throw. The ball tipped in the air. Itell on Indiana State comes up with the board. He'll bring it in the front court. Jump shot for three. Man, that's a deep one. 25 to 26 feet out.
That was deep on the trail three.
Here's Larry Drew driving through the paint. He is fouled, I believe, on the drive, not on the shot. Jake Odom charged with a foul on Indiana State. And that's going to be 18 fouls. Number two on him. One and one situation for Larry Drew.
No, I think they gave him two shots.
Are they going to give him two? You're right. Yeah, they held up two fingers. All right. We thought it was on the drive, or I should say, I thought it was on the drive. Makes the free throw good. 62-45 UCLA leading Indiana State. 9:22 left. Larry Drew, Drew two.
He's been solid tonight. The numbers aren't jumping off the page at you, but has ran the offense. And again, I talked about it in the first half, throwing that lead pass up ahead to your playmakers.
Made one, missed one. Rebound, Indiana State. Arop at the other end of the floor misses a three. The ball picked up by David Ware, throws it right into the hands of Jake Odom on the Sycamores. He'll get it to his teammate who comes down the lane, misses a shot and a whistle, and a foul called on UCLA. The foul on Tony Parker. 10 plus fouls. Joshua Smith, Travis Ware are going to check in for the UCLA Bruins. 9:04 left. 62-45, UCLA in front of Indiana State, and at the free throw line, Jake Odom. 6'4 junior for the Sycamores, and he makes the free throw. Here comes Smith in the game, and Ware coming out, Tony Parker and David Ware.
Just thinking about Drew, too, and what his role is going to be on this team. I think he's ever going to have overwhelming numbers, I think. He's got so many weapons. If and when Muhammad ever comes back, he's going to have another one. So really it's going to be about running the show, getting the ball to those guys where they want it.
Next free throw, good. 62-47. UCLA with the lead. Under 9 minutes now left in the ballgame. Larry Drew across the timeline to Norman Powell, left, back to Drew. Around the outside right. That's to Kyle Anderson, back to Drew. On the near wing, three-point attempt, no good. Norman Powell, rebound cleared. Odom, Indiana State dribbles behind his back, comes down the lane, misses a layup. The rebound tipped by Anderson to Joshua Smith. Outlet pass to Drew, two. Larry into the front court, gets it to Travis Ware down low, and Powell can't make a reverse layup, but he got hit on the arm. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
If you get out and run, it looks like, now this is only the first game, but if you get out and run, you are going to get the ball, which is different than in years past, where if you got out and ran, you probably weren't going to get it. But now, if you get ahead of the pack, somebody's going to throw it ahead to you.
Jake Odom, third foul, ninth team foul, Indiana State. Free throw line, in and out, no good, Norman Powell. So Norman shot 60% from the line last year, averaging about 4.5 points a game. He'll get another free throw for UCLA, and that one's good. Made one, missed one. 63-47 Bruins. 8:27 left. Out of bounds, full court, Indiana State. Jake Odom jogs the ball across the 10-second line. Now starts to drive inside, reverses, throws it back out to Gant, top of the circle. He'll lean in, fire it back out in front. And Christian Smith misses a shot down the lane. Rebound, Joshua Smith, UCLA to Larry Drew. Into the front court, UCLA basketball. Anderson, bad pass, stolen by Indiana State. Into the front court, Arop has it. Around the outside, three-pointer. That's good. And Christian Smith buries it from 23 feet out. Timeout on the floor called by Indiana State.
We all know the price of gas is something we just got to live with.
Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com. Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
UCLA leading at 63-50 in front of the Sycamores of Indiana State.
Big football game tomorrow. You got to get up early and get up there.
At Washington State. Yeah, you know the Palouse as well as anybody. You and I have made that trip many times.
Everybody will appreciate the effort. You getting up there.
It'll
7:30 game.
7:30 at night. You got plenty of time. Arrive in Spokane about 11. Bruins coming to the front court, lose the ball. Cummings has got it for Indiana State. He'll bring it across the timeline. Reverse layup underneath. That's good. Up, in, and timeout. Ben Hallen on the reverse layup by Manny Arup. And the Bruins want a timeout. So a 30-second timeout called by the Bruins. 63-52. Remember, the Bruins were up by 19 at one point, and now they lead by 11. 7:23 left in the ballgame. Bruin ball, front court. Larry Drew, the second, works the ball on the right sideline to Norman Powell. Back to Drew. Over to Adams. Cross-court pass. Powell. Bounce pass to Travis Ware. Back to Powell. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. Tipped up by David Ware, but he couldn't get it to go in. Got fouled as he went up on the tip a point. And the foul called on Manny Arup. So Indiana State on a 10-4 run in the last 2 minutes. Arup commits his first foul. Now both ball clubs have 10-plus fouls and will take a timeout. UCLA, 63-52. They have the advantage in front of Indiana State. 7:03 left. The Bruins have it 66-53 in front of Indiana State.
9 points, 7 rebounds for David Ware here in the opener.
Sycamore bringing across the timeline, working on the right sideline, back out to Arup, top of the circle. He'll hand it off to Jake Odom. He'll drive inside, do a 360, throw it back to Gamp. He'll come down the paint. Shot blocked. Fly swatted out of there. Travis Ware. Oh, that's good defense by UCLA.
Really good defense to keep him in front, not body him, and then once he goes up for the shot, able to swat it out of bounds.
It did look like a long fly swatter. So the Sycamores bring it inbounds. That goes to Jake Odom. He'll drive baseline, feed it on the right sideline, and Arup couldn't hang on.
Well, the clock didn't reset. So they had to, Odom tried to make something happen, turns it over.
6:05 left. UCLA's gone 3.5 minutes without a field goal. They don't want that to happen.
They get fouled every possession. Yeah. They're on the free throw line.
Shooting free throws. You're right. Powell, top of the circle. Works the ball on the right wing to Travis Ware. He'll get it back out in front to Larry Drew. Larry Drew the second, dribbles right, throws it left. David Ware, jump shot good, 15-footer on the left wing.
You know, they're going to run a lot more of that this year with both the Ware brothers, that pick and roll, that pick and pop. Those two are good enough shooters. You can get it to them. That time, David with the quick release knocks it down.
Nailed it on that right wing. 11 for David now. 5:22 left. Bruins back on defense. Eitel, top of the circle in the front court for Indiana State. Cross court pass. They work it down low. Now the ball stolen. UCLA just took it away from, looked like Mahirin lost the ball. And the Bruins grabbed it, called a timeout. That's good hustle. UCLA's Jordan Adams grabbed it, gave it a nice big bear hug, and they called a timeout. 30-second timeout called by UCLA. 5:07 left. 68-53. The Bruins by 15 in front of Indiana State. Clock starts to run, 3:55, as Indiana State brings it into the front court. Top of the circle. That's Lucas Eitel. He'll hand it inside, a little finger roll, jumper, good. Manny Aroff, the 6'6 junior out of Alberta, Canada, makes that nice shot. 70-55, UCLA.
I think UCLA can afford now to use some clock on every possession, just bleed this thing out.
Larry Drew the second, dribbling out in front between the legs, stops, feeds it inside. David Ware hook jumper short, gets his own rebound, goes back up, missed that shot. The rebound still grabbed by the Bruins. Loose on the floor, underneath the hoop, and they finally get it out to Larry Drew. Travis Ware back to David Ware. Jump shot good! Three or four times is the charm, and a 15-footer by David Ware.
He liked the effort getting on the floor by multiple UCLA Bruins. They get rewarded with the bucket.
Whistles by the officials.
Someone's bleeding.
13 points for David Ware. Yeah, it looks like Justin Gant might have to come out of the game for Indiana State. Lamb and Parker ready to check in for the Bruins. And R.J. Mahirin will bring the ball inbound. David Ware, along with Norman Powell, will sit down.
David Ware now with 13 and 10.
Double-double. Bruins get back on defense. Indiana State's Odom. Front court throws the ball to Eitel. Around the outside, it goes to R.J. Mahirin. He started to drive the baseline from the left and got hit and fouled. So the foul will go against UCLA's Tony Parker. That's four fouls on Tony Parker. 10-plus fouls on both ball clubs. 2:49 left. 72-55. UCLA in front of Indiana State. Mahirin for the Sycamores at the line.
We haven't talked about Tony Parker much. Highly regarded player coming out of Georgia. I think of all the freshmen, he's had the biggest adjustment in learning how to play hard, what kind of physical condition you have to be in. Tony Parker in high school and going through high school was always bigger and stronger than everybody. He could just dominate them. Now he's finding out the players at this level are as big and strong as he is. So trying to get used to the contact and get used to getting himself in condition so that he can impact the game.
Bruins bring the ball across the timeline. Jumper, 5-footer, good by Anderson. Boy, Kyle had the soft touch on one of those in-between shots that are just tough to get in the hoop.
That's where he's at his best, too, Kyle Anderson, in the paint with a lot of the finishes that are a little unorthodox, but they seem to always go in.
Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll go to UCLA. At first, it was going to go to the Sycamores. Then, a little conference by the officials. And I think it was Kurt Walker said, hey, wait a minute, that's Bruin ball. 2:22 left in the ballgame, 74-56. UCLA leading Indiana State. Out of bounds, full court. Bruins will bring it in from the western baseline. And Travis Ware gets it to Kyle Anderson. 6'9 guard, jogs the ball across the 10-second line right. Comes out top of the circle, starts to back in, leans in. 3-foot shot, count if it goes, couldn't get it to drop. Kyle Anderson was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So Christian Smith on Indiana State gets his third foul.
Well, you see when Kyle Anderson just wants to take his guy off the dribble, he just goes ahead and does it. He's done it the last two possessions. And because of his size, nobody can get to a shot to block it unless it's a help defender. The guy guarding him isn't big enough because he's playing the point guard position right now. So if he just wants to go over the top of this guy who's guarding him, he can do it anytime he wants.
Kyle Anderson makes the first free throw. Has those long arms where he can dribble. Nobody can reach it.
No. I mean, he is a very, very unique player in his ability at his size.
Free throw missed it. Then he gets his own rebound.
That's good.
Anderson throws it out in front. Three-pointer, not a good. Jordan Adams, and he missed the shot, and then going up and scoring it. Tony Parker underneath.
Jordan Adams, when he's that wide open, typically doesn't miss.
I thought Tony Parker made that shot. But it went out of bounds. It'll go to UCLA. Baseline right. Travis Ware out. Joshua Smith in. 75-56. The Bruins up by 19. 2:02 left.
Just want to finish this one with nobody getting hurt.
Here's a baseline drive by Jordan Adams. He gets hit coming in from that right corner. Missed the shot. The foul called on Brandon Burnett. He's a Tucson, Arizona product. 6'6 freshman. His first action of the night, and that's his first foul. Free throw line, UCLA's Jordan Adams. 6'5 freshman. Lawrenceville, Georgia. Adams dribbles the ball in front of him.
Played at Oak Hill Academy last year. Went undefeated, high school national champions.
Puts the free throw in, and the Bruins lead by 20. 76-56, two-minute mark left. Another free throw. That's good by Jordan Adams. 21 points for him.
It's a nice night.
Good debut.
Start your UCLA career.
They like the way he shot the ball in China, too, in the exhibitions. Shot from the outside, Cummings. No good on Indiana State. Rebound, Tyler Lamb. He'll give the ball off to Kyle Anderson. Anderson through the paint, gives it off Joshua Smith. Oh, there's a Joshua jam.
Kyle Anderson falling down on the ground. Still has the ability not only to get it, but to get it to Josh Smith for the dunk.
79-56. UCLA in front of Indiana State. Substitutions now come in with 1:32 left.
Head coach Greg Lansing in Indiana State trying to get his guys. This will probably be the only time these guys will ever be in historic Pauley Pavilion, so I think he's trying to get everybody into the game.
Smith with the ball on the left wing back to Cummings. Top of the circle, three-pointer, in and out. Rebound, Joshua Smith. UCLA, his outlet pass to Kyle Anderson. Anderson with the basketball, 6'9 guard, gives it up to Jordan Adams. They'll work it down low. Jumper good, Tony Parker. A fall away 12-footer, and he gets hit on the arm as he makes the shot. 81-56, UCLA in front of Indiana State. The foul called on Cummings, number two on him.
You see the ability of Tony Parker. Hasn't gotten a lot of touches tonight, but I think he's going to be effective before it's all said and done, just a little bit behind the other guys right now.
Getting used to the action a little bit more, practice by practice. Now in the game, Bruins lead at 82-56. Shot from the outside for three. No good, Brandon Burnett. Now we've got 55 seconds left. UCLA front court down the lane, putting up a shot. Count if it goes, no good. Kyle Anderson went right down the lane, got hit. Christian Smith is the man that gets credited with a foul on Indiana State. He has four. 51 seconds left in the game. And here comes David Brown, the 6'3 sophomore out of Anaheim Hills. He's going to check in for the Bruins. Walk on.
We're approaching 50 fouls in this game, and they're still calling fouls in a 25-point game.
Kyle Anderson
with
made
under
the free
a minute
throw.
To go.
Let's go for 60 tonight.
Why not?
You know? David Brown in. Jordan Adams out. Popular walk-on on the Bruins. David Brown, a sophomore. Another free throw. That's off the rim. Rebound grab by Cummings on Indiana State. He'll dribble into the front court, go to the right, hand it off to Eitel, around the outside to Burnett. Here's a long-range three-pointer. That's not going to go. The miss by Christian Smith, not shy about shooting it. And the rebound, UCLA. 30 seconds left in the game. Tyler Lamb with the ball. Student section saying, get it to David Brown. Let him fire one up. Here comes Tyler Lamb back to David Brown. He'll work it inside. Parker, turnaround shot. Count if it goes. Gets the soft touch. It's good. And Parker is fouled by Indiana State. Tony Parker, the 6'9 freshman, will go to the free throw line and try to make it a three-point play. 85-56. The Bruins in front of the Sycamores.
Parker's just putting his head down as soon as he gets it and getting to the front of the rim. Scored two buckets here back-to-back.
Looked good doing it, too. Free throw, that's no good. Off the back of the rim. Lane violation. Yes. Called on Brandon Burnett. Yeah, lane violation by Brandon Burnett on Indiana State. They're going to let Parker shoot another free throw.
Why not?
Yeah, we're going for...
Let's try and get this last 19 seconds stretched out to about seven or eight minutes.
There you go. Free throw, soft touch. And Tony Parker makes it 86-56. We got 15 seconds left. Let's see how the Sycamores are going to play it. They have it in the front court. They're going to try to take a shot. Cummings, yes. Long range three, no good. Rebound, Christian Smith. He's got it over to his teammate. Shot at the buzzer by Christian Smith. Is it good?
Yes.
I'm going to count it. It's over. You heard the horn. Time expires, and UCLA defeats Indiana State by a score of 86-59.
I think once UCLA settled down in the second half, they made some adjustments defensively. Guys started executing plays, making more shots. We talked about it, CR. There's a lot going on here before the game. You know, it's the first game of the year. Guys are sped up, a little bit sloppy with the ball, not making shots, but settled down. And you can see how deep this UCLA team is, how good these freshmen are, how everyone was talking about how good these freshmen were going to be. I think they delivered tonight. The wares are improved. So I mentioned it a few minutes ago. Not a great start last year to the season. A pretty good start to the year this year with a 27-point victory.
It's a final, 86-59, and the Bruins are happy. The initial game at the revamped, newly renovated Poly Pavilion comes up with a victory for the Bruins. 86-59, they defeat Indiana State.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.